Hi, I'm John Hunter. I'm a conservative. I'm a Trump supporter. I think he's done a great job. Sure, he's got a few character flaws in terms of his personality. He makes fun of the wrong people, I think, sometimes. But otherwise, the results are spectacular. So I support him fully.
Well, hi, my name is Laura Hunter. I'm Mexican. I don't like Trump character or policies in many ways.
And what about me? You ever asked me about me? Come here. I'm holding my little guacamole. Oh!
I was started a project called Water Station in 2000, and we started putting water in the desert. Bill was Laura's boyfriend at the time. I guess he read about me some in some newspaper, and so they came out to help me.
When John got to start Water Station, I was one of the first volunteers. He started this project because in year 2000, there were 29 people that died on this area. Since Operation Gatekeeper, it was very difficult for people to come across. They start going to more desolated areas. Usually we put a box with 6 gallons of water, and every 2 weeks we come and check out, and our main goal is to reduce the heat-related deaths in this area here. Sometimes we were so tired and we didn't have enough people helping us. So John will say, what if somebody dies? And I said, well, you know, it's just so much we can do. And they have God also, you know, we're not God to stop people from dying.
I'm not a spring chicken anymore.
We'd be working like slaves in the back of a pickup truck. She'd be throwing metal around. Because we used to run 340 stations, sometimes by ourselves. But she would work alongside me, but she was not only real strong and had a heart of a lion, but she was also very feminine. Very rare combination in women. So that's how I met Laura.
Be serious.
Got rid of the boyfriend, and the rest is history. We flew to Vegas. We had a quick, really fantastic marriage. How does Trump do it, honey? It was fantastic. It was a fantastic marriage. We made marriage great again. She happens to disagree with me totally on everything, except for one thing. We both like Mexico, even though they hate me here in Mexico. I'm only kidding, just joking. But in my opinion, Trump is killing it. And the people that the left is running right now are a clown show. It's ridiculous. They do not represent middle class values whatsoever. So I'm an average guy, and I like people that work hard and try hard. And that represents more of the conservative thing than these guys who just want to give everyone a free pass. Well, who's going to pay for the free pass? The guys who work their asses off. I like Trump for what he's done for the economy. And forget the immigration stuff. He's no worse than Obama, except he's honest. Obama was dishonest about the immigration situation. Well, I started the Water Station Project when all the lefties were afraid. They're shivering, they were biting their fingernails. I went and put water in the desert for the last 20 years. So I've been a liberal in that sense. But I also believe in being honest.
How in the world somebody has the nerve to start accusing Mexicans of being rapists, but being criminals? You can make your point, but you don't have to belittle. You don't have to insult.
Are you referring to me or Trump now?
Excuse me, okay. I didn't interrupt you, sweetheart. So it's my turn.
Okay.
So, you know, when you do that, I lose my train of thought, okay? How can you teach children to be respectful if the guy in the White House is a bully? This is such an issue on John and our marriage because I don't like bullies. And what I dislike about him the most is his lack of respect for women.
I understand where she's coming from. I have to admit, he insulted a lot of nice women.
If he insulted me? What would you do?
Honey, you know me. I would punch. I punch people in the nose for fun.
We argue a lot about it. Fun. I have told people I'm not an extension of John. I'm myself, and we argue. If he's watching Fox News, I just walk away.
Once a year, because for the last 2 years, I turn on CNN, and they're bashing Trump. That's all they do. We hate Trump. We're so unhappy.
Don't
with Trump.
Exaggerate. They
so
don't say we.
I'm paraphrasing.
Be truthful.
Honey, this is my interview. She gives me 5 minutes. You got 25
sweetheart,
minutes.
Sweetheart, you're doing a Trump right now.
No, no, honey.
You're
five,
doing a
honey,
Trump.
Five,
or lying
quattro
about
or cinco. One of those. I get 5 minutes of something, right? I am a big fan of Trump's. I'm going to vote for him 3 or 4 times if I can legally do it.
Well, guess what? I'm going to block his boat.
If I'd been born on that side of the border, I would be looking for a better life over here in the States, too. It's a tough situation. You have beautiful countryside in Mexico, beautiful countryside here, but the systems are different. A poor person in Mexico doesn't have much of a chance to any upward mobility.
We cannot change the politics or the situations on these countries where the people are coming from, but the only thing we can do is put water. And if it's in our hands, why not?